We're good? I'm projecting my own. It's not working. There we go. Amar Yehuda. Amar Mishum Rabbi Akiva. V'nei ma amar Torah hevi amar v'Pesach. V'nei shapesach zman tuvuhu. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu heviu lefanei Omer v'Pesach kedei shedez baruch lachem tibu shebesonis. U'mipnei ma Omer Teru heviu shtei lechem batzeret v'nei shetzeret zman peres yilinu. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu heviu lefanei shtei lechem batzeret kedei shedez baruch lachem peres yilin. U'mipnei ma Omer Teru nischu mayim b'chag. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu nischu lefanei mayim b'chag kedei shedez baruch lachem gishmei hashana. The Omru Lefan, the Imru Lefanai, the Rosh Hashanah, Malchias, Zechronis, Vishaifris, Malchias, Kadesha Tam, Nichuni Alechem, Zechronis, Kadesha Yale, Zechronichem, Lefanai, Letoiva, Ubameba Shaifer. This parenthetically is the place where the Ritva makes his comment on what Asmach Tois are. Because over here, Rabbi Yehuda B'shem Rabbi Akiva is quoting the Rabbanu Shalom. B'nei ma omra Torah, right? Omra Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nizchul, where did Kodesh Baruch Hu say this? So this is Chazal understanding from the Ramazim and Chumash and drawing them out for us. So how do we understand this Gemara? Right? Central to us right now is to understand Imru lefanei b'Rosh Hashanah, Malchias Zechronis v'Shoiferis, Malchias Kedesha Tam Lichuni Aleichem, even though it's a din de Rabbanon. So the Rambam would say it's a total din de Rabbanon, and Chazal are giving us a metaphor to understand the din de Rabbanon. But the Ritva says, no, Chazal said, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru lefanei. So it means they understood. And in fact, Rashi and Chumash quotes Malchus Zechronis and Shoyfus Keilu that it's then they rise it isn't, but it means it's the Merum is in the Pesukim. So how do we understand Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem? What's Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem? So what does that mean? Lamasa. I mean, how do you come in and come out? I mean, how are you different when you're Mamlech Rabbanu Shlom? When you say the Payet, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech. When you begin the Payet, when you begin the part of Nishmas, HaMelech. So how are we different? Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. So that's where we have to understand, where is the Tefillah taking us? So L'chayre, the tefillah of being mamlech Kadosh Baruch Hu is two things. It's number one, being mekabel ol malchus shemayim and committing ourselves to do the retzein abayre. That's one way of being mamlech. And the other is being mekabel that the events which happen to us are part of a shkocha process, Kadosh Baruch Hu is bringing them about. The two parts, why do I say two parts of Kabbalah? Because l'chayre, that is what happens when we are mamlech Rabbanu Shalom during Kriya Shema. Kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. We see that Kriya Shema includes v'hoyim shemayis kabbalas ol mitzvahs, and v'hoyim shemaya includes kabbalas hashkocha protis, right? Tzchar v'onesh. So in the parsha of Kriya Shema itself, so Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim includes the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, includes tefillin and kriyas and mezuzah, includes being mekabel the yichud aboyre. A little bit more complicated, but l'chayra it should include Kabbalas Ol Malchus and the Kabbalah of Ashkocha Pratis, of the events that come our way. Malchus Kedesha Tam Lichuni Aleichem. So that's how a person becomes a subject of Rabbanu Shlom. Kedesha Tam Lichuni, now the Reb Chaim Freelander says, how does this fit into the broader Meimah of Rabbi Akiva? What's the flow of Rabbi Akiva? So the first parts we understand. What's the easiest part? Atzeres is the Yom HaDin on Peiros HaIlon. Shmini Atzeres is the Yom HaDin on Geshem. Right? V'arva prokem oylem nidayim. The Pesach al Atzvua by Teres al Peiros HaIlon b'Shoshana kol boi oylem oymen lefonim kivnei morin. So now, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Akiva. If they mount and return to the Pesach, when they should Pesach's man, what do you mean Zaman Tvua? It's the Yom HaDin of Tvua, right? Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yivei Lofanei Omer, Kedei Shetiz Barech Lechem Tvua Shebesodis. So Rabbi Akiva gives an Eitza. What's the Eitza? No, what's Pshat the Eitza? Bring Tvua, Kedeshet is Barech. If the Imam Ritar reveal Shtei Lechem Atzeres, because Lechem is Eitz, according to, we'll discuss this later in the year, Eitz Hadas, according to one sheet, there was a wheat tree. Vimnesha Atzeres Zaman Peiros HaIlon, what Zaman means, it's the Din. Amr Kadosh Baruch Hu Eviu Lefanei Shnei Lechem Batzeres Kedei Sheyus Baruch Hu Lechem Peiros HaIlon Umit Meimah Amru Nischu Lemayim Vachag Amr Kadosh Baruch Hu Nischu Lefanei Mayim Vachag Kedei Sheyus Baruch Hu Seyem Edin An Geshem. No, so what's the connection? What's Rabbi Akiva saying? Sukkos is the Yom HaDin An Geshem. Therefore bring water to the Beis HaMikdash. No, how do you understand that? What's, how do you connect the dots? No. Go ahead.
He's giving us water in form of rain, so we're getting as a problem.
Right, or maybe the other way around. Right, that's correct. You connect the dots, but maybe it's you connected them. Maybe what it means is that Rabbi Akiva is giving us an etza. Not Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is telling us how a Kadosh Baruch Hu. How we can be meichal birchas Hashem. How can we be meichal birchas Hashem? Well, if we bring water to Beis HaMikdash and we serve the Ribbono Shel Olam with water, so he'll give us more water. If we serve the Ribbono Shel Olam with Peiros HaIlon, so Kadosh Baruch Hu will give bracha to Peiros HaIlon. No, it's a good mahalach. Chaim Friedland's mahalach, no? It means that Rabbi Akiva is giving us, explaining to us, what's the mahalach over here? How do you connect the dots? Chazal say that they were nidan alamayim besukkos. The Torah says nidu nisach amayim. Right? Chazal say that that bePesach nidan al tavua. We bring a korban of tavua. We bring the korban of oimer. Nusa, why do you connect the dots? That when we want a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when we're davening for Kadosh Baruch Hu's bracha. So the Torah tells us the best way to daven for a bracha is to use that bracha in your service of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So we'll learn that Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that taka is one of the yesoides of tefillah. We say it explicitly every day. We say it implicitly many, many, many times. We say it explicitly, Refa'enu Hashem, bring us a refuah, and we will be mishabechu for the refuah. Bring us a refuah, and we'll use the refuah as a way of serving the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Bring us a refuah, and we will make a sudas heidaya. We'll bring a korban taida. We'll say a halel. We'll give tzedakah. We will forever recognize that the refuah comes from you. We'll do more mitzvahs. So Rav Chaim Friedlander says that's the context of this comment on Rosh Hashanah. Right? So here, when it comes to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, Tach Dover Bor. So now, given the context, Imru Lefani Malchi is Kedesha Tam Lichuni Aleichem. So Kedesha Tam Lichuni Aleichem is parallel to Nischu Lefani Mayim Achag. Kedei she is baruch lam gish me shana. So since on Rosh Hashanah the Mishnah says Kol Bay Olam Omer Lefanei Kibnei Morain, so now Rabbi Akiva is teaching us, Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, so how do we, what's our best way of being of being Kibnei Morain? If we're Malach Kadosh Baruch Hu, if we express the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malachias, if we're Makabel Kadosh Baruch Hu, so Ke'ilu, putting it in very human, almost base terms, but terms that we can wrap our minds around, is Ke'ilu, that we're saying to Rabbeinu Shalom that we are being Mamluch, and therefore we will be deserving of your bracha. That since I'm accepting greater fealty to Rabbeinu Shalom, means whatever bracha you give me is going to be a bracha for a better Eved Hashem, and will help me become a better Eved Hashem, and I'll use it for greater service to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So that's how, in one way, that is how the themes of Malchus and Din connect. So Rav Chaim Fino explains based on this Gemara that by being Mamlech the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So that is really Chaim Lodz Malach. That is how we can most powerfully be mispala. That's the Rav Chaim Lodz's Teretz Takasha. The kasha is that in Rosh Hashanah, Zayim Adin. So why don't we spend the whole day doing tshuva? I spend the whole day saying vidui. How you talking? If the Yom HaDin, so we're being judged, l'chore the best thing to do tshuva. So why is there no tshuva in Yom Hashanah? Why is there no vidui? Right? Why aren't we saying slichas on Rosh Hashanah? So Chaim Lodzhin says, because on Rosh Hashanah we're saying a much more powerful tefillah, and that is being mamlech Rebbeinu Shel Olam, kedei shetamlichuni aleichem. So the more and more that we're mamlech Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the more and more we become worthy of Kadosh Baruch Hu's bracha. So what does it mean to be mamlech in this context? Right? In this context, how do you give substance to being mamlech Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Everybody's heard at one point in your lives a darshan quote Yisrael Salanter, that it's easy to be mamlech Kadosh Baruch Hu kol olam kulo. That's easy. The hard part is being mamlech Kadosh Baruch Hu over one's individual. But being mamlech means, of course, in Mekabel, Mekabel to do a Kadosh Baruch Hu's rotzin to the best of my ability. But being mamlech Rebbeinu Shel Olam means that I will, with increasing focus and with increasing deliberateness, see that the things that happen to me are ki yad Hashem ateva alai, and that I will increasingly view different parts of my life as ways of giving greater recognition to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So greater recognition means kipshutai, and greater recognition means doing more mitzvahs with them and using those brachas for avodas Hashem. So at a very, very base level, persons, by being mamlech the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so a person, whether he says it explicitly or not, he's saying Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us more time in his world, so then that would be better for Kadosh Baruch Hu's malchus. Right? So we discussed this already, right? Was that good? So just to be merameh, just to remind ourselves, so that is the Sifsei Chaim threads that through the parasha of Paray, that when we celebrated Paray's birthday, so that Chazal say was celebrating Paro's Malchus. On the day when Paro's Malchus was celebrated, so that's when the Sar Ha'oifim and the Sar Ha'mashkim were being judged. The idea being that Paro, when he celebrated his Malchus, at the same time he evaluated, what are you doing for my Malchus? Are you a good Eved for the Malchus or not? So the Sarah Ha'oifem was determined that he was not a good Evan for the Malchus. Ha'oifem was a good, and Sarah Mashkin was. So that helps us. Chaim Freelander points to where it was that says that Kadosh Baruch Hu takes time to explain to us Malchus the Ara so that we would have a way of addressing Malchus Dirkiyah. So that's the first line. Zechroinois Kishayala Zechroinechim Lefonai Letoiva. So Zechroinois, Rav Chaim Freelander says, is our request. When the Chumash says that Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers something, right? There's no shikcha by the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So what's Zechroinois? See, Rav Chaim Freelander, you learn from the Machzer. What's the first pasuk of Zechroinois? The Chumash. No? Was that in Chumash? First time? Was that? No, earlier. Vayizkor Lekim as Noach, right? What does Vayizkor Lekim as Noach mean? Because Baruch had forgotten Noach. It's the only thing going on in the parsha. So what do you mean? So Vayizkor means that Kadosh Baruch Hu changed the Gzar Din. It was now time to revisit the change the Gzar Din. So that's what Zechroinus is. Zechroinus is that we are, that by pondering, by deliberating, by reflecting on the various Gezeris and recognizing that Kadosh Baruch Hu is visiting the various Gezeris. So we are mispallel that all the Gezeris Lateva continue. All the Bracha continue. But apparently, if we follow Rav Chaim Freelander's approach, by the greater recognition that we have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkocha, so that in and of itself becomes a tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bracha should continue. But Meb HaShofar becomes a little bit harder to understand. But if we follow through, so b'shofar means shofar shel Rosh Hashanah and shofar shel Mashiach. So shofar shel Sinai, shofar shel Matan Torah. So shofar shel Matan Torah is the Kabbalah's oil malchus shemayim, be meshavet ourselves to do the Ritzayin HaBoy, right? And the shofar shel Mashiach is our acceptance that we are coming to a time that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Shema Yechad U B'chol Ha'aretz. Right? When we say Kriya Shema every single day, so what are we saying? Shema Yisrael Shema L'Kinner Shema Chad, right? So Rashi says we are reminding ourselves of Yemosim Shech Yoyim Sheyeh Hashem Echad Shema Yechad Shema. Right, the day that Kadosh Baruch Hu will be recognized by all, and the Mesillas Yesharim says that it has to do with reminding ourselves of the literally incomparable aspects of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. But the Pashtus is, the Ritva says that it is being Meshavet ourselves to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So therefore the ideas of Malchus are in Kriya Shema. Hayyitzim mikol zeh, hayyitzim mikol zeh is a possible aura, that just like on Pesach, so that is the Yom Tov where we are misapri tiyus mitzrayim, and the rest of the year we have the mitzvah of zechir tiyus mitzrayim. So in Shoshana, we are mamlech the Rebbeinu Shel Olam seretz. And then the rest of the year, we do malchias when we say Kriya Shema. The rest of the year we do malchias when we say a bracha. Because a bracha requires Shema Malchus. And Malchus, the rest of the year we do Malchus during Pesukei D'Zimra. So Rosh Hashanah is when we totally focus and entirely focus on Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. And we focus on the idea of Malchus. We have to work hard to elaborate on what that Malchus means. The rest of the year we mentioned malchus in smaller dosages. And so that is some of the ideas to think about. And then, what other parts of the machzer? And this is the ikur. And this year, Shafir didn't have the first day. But a lot of the piyutim give expression. That's how when people cut out piyutim, they're doing a great disservice to the davening. In Lithuania, they cut out a lot of the piyutim around Kriya Shema because they held it was a hefsek. But the art scroll has put back most of the piyutim. People, art scroll is not a complete. At the back, the art scroll has all of the, not all, has many, many, many more piyutim. But the piyutim that are in the text of the art scroll are the piyutim which Klal Yisrael has sort of settled on.
I
think the gray
one, yeah.
What was that?
I like the gray.
The gray.
Of
the piyutim. The gray is, and at the back they have extra piyutim. And even the text itself they have, yeah, gray is, I'm not an editorial word, but gray of art scroll means that.
It's like some congregations.
Some congregations say, yes.
Used to say those, I'm sure.
Was that?
My father used to say those, and he was
the
Jewish people, but now they don't.
It depends where you are. So that's where the gray is a, in terms of the, there is a machzer that was put out by a professor in Hebrew U. Gutenberg, I forget the name, the G. So he collected, I think, all the piyutim. So the art scroll put them, the ones that are, that they determined to be totally ubiquitous are in the way. What's that?
Daniel Goldschmidt.
Goldschmidt, very good, thank you. So the one that put but the ones that are popular but not supremely popular, the ones that Yosef's father said he was a kid, but Yosef doesn't say he's a kid, so those are in the gray. It's the Yerida Sederis. His father said the gray. But Rabbi Breuer in Washington Heights, so he used to cycle through. He used to give a note. He used to send a note to the community which piyutim they'll say in any given year. He would cycle through all the piyutim. So over the course of several years, they would say all the piyutim. But the piyutim, the emesis, the piyutim give expression to the ideas that we would like to express. So let's say all the piyutim of Hashem Melech. The piyutim of Miskevach, Malachim saying one thing, we say another thing. All those are ideas that are part of Kedesha Talmichuni Aleichem. So if we don't have piyutim, so we're going to be at a loss of what to say, what to think about. And the piyutim give us a focus. So almost all the piyutim are drawing out one of these themes. So I'd like to learn is large parts of the Nefesh HaChaim this year, so this gives an opportunity, because the Nefesh HaChaim, the second char is about Tefillah and about Bracha. It's central to understanding Tefillah and Bracha. So over here, the Nefesh HaChaim says, he's darshing the Pasuk, Baruch Hashem Lifnei Cheloi. There's a few parakim. This is in the context of what actually a bracha is. Yeah. Alkein Vashem Nasan Koiloi Lifnei Chele Apostle in Yoel. Umashe Kosa Lifnei Chele, because Baruch Hu gave his Nasan Koiloi Lifnei Chele. Romazo Ikira Godo Shel Inyanat Fila Sheklal Kavono Sohu Lechavein Rak Lahoisif Koyach Bikdusha. Shekemoy she ish me anshe achayel mashlech kol inyona b'tzorche atzmai negev. Why does Kadosh Baruch Hu say, tell the Navi to say, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the power of tefillah lifnei cheloi to his soldiers. This is because soldiers only have one goal in mind when they're in the field, and that is that this war effort should be successful. The soldiers, of course, they have in mind that they should live through this, but the goal of a soldier, the kavon of a soldier, is not in his personal victory. He doesn't do much if he himself, his personal accomplishment, if he personally is the greatest soldier, but his company is a bunch of shlemils, he's not getting out of the, he's not coming alive. And if he is a very, very poor soldier, but he's amongst the sharpshooters, he will come alive. So the soldier understands that he is there for mashla kol inyona v'tzorche atzmoy minegev. He puts all his personal needs aside. Umoysin nafshi v'tzorni rak al kaveid ha-melech. He needs the king to be victorious. And the emes says that if he's in one front and he's successful in the eastern front, but the king collapsed in the western front, he's going to be fried anyways after a period of time. So the shiyasig akesu melucha shel oisei medina v'sinosei malchusa. So the soldier is pumped up to worry about the country, the monarchy, the leadership. He says that the highest form of davening is to daven Kadosh Baruch Hu's malchus should be fully expressed. It's a high madrega to reach. That is why there is that it's part of the tension that we've discussed already in Rosh Hashanah. Do we focus on our own tzrachim, or do we focus not on our own tzrachim? That's why in the machzer you have very, very, very little about what I need in Rosh Hashanah. Right? In Kippur there's a little bit more space. But Rosh Hashanah, especially Shacholis B'Shabbos, that is Avinu Malkeinu, very, very little space. So, and the Svarim Kedoshim, the Zohar, says for this reason. The Zohar is critical of people who daven for their own needs in Rosh Hashanah. And I pointed out that the Nigla is... you'll find both themes in Nigla, and the Mahalach of the Chazon Ish is davka to express one's needs, one's own tzrachim, even in Rosh Hashanah. Now, the emes is they all go to the same place, but in different ways. Right? The Mechaim Velozhiner, who says that ideally we should just be focused on malchus, 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 which is what you find in the machzer. So he said that's a high form of davening. But he goes on to say ve'einenu arayis ve'nusach til shoshana shemesude me'iroishi etzem yirak al kvoid malchusa yizbarach shemai. That's what we're davening for. Chadei shemenu kekedem. V'gam nusach hatfil is kol hashana. And the Rambam is a word. It's very important you say it. He says that the emes is that the nusach hatfil kol hashana is very much based on the nusach of davening. Af shelefi pshutoy anire rubei kukulim musaril yinitzach yatzmeinu. Even though it sounds like we're asking for refuah, and we're asking for the birchas hashanim parnasa, and we're asking for Kodesh Baruch Hu to get us out for our own personal geula, it looks like that. V'adai bor l'chol mevinu mekoy mehu muchra shaloi kivna shenez gedola ala nirim mipshutei pirsham milus levad. But if you look more deeply into the davening, you'll see that the davening is much more focused on quite a Shem. Right? So, atoch hainein la'odam das. That's Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umalami lenesh bina. Choneinu, there's a tefillah now. Choneinu mitcha deim nazgel. Right? What is after? What is after that? Ki kel chanun. Right? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we go back to Shevach. So our bar kosha, Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, is, no, sorry, not, it doesn't, there it stops with the bar kosha. But baruch ato Hashem, chayin ados. Hashim doesn't work for everyone, but when we ask for geula, ki goyel chazakata, we come back to give Shevach to Hashem. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner is saying this yesod, that we are always asking for Kvod Malchus. On Rosh Hashanah, we only talk about Kvod Malchus. But Memela, that's the powerful tefillah for our own tzrachim. The rest of the year, we blend it together. But it's blended. Right? We never say, Kvod Baruch Hu, please give us. We say, Atah Chayinein La'odam Das. Okay, now that I give recognition to you being the Chayinein Das, so if I get more das, I will recognize more than the chen das. So that is the that's what Rav Chaim Lodge is pointing out over here. So that's the madrega. So not all of us can reach that madrega of having that restraint to only be mispala for kvay malchus. And for many of us, if we'd only daven kvay malchus, it would be would not be easy or fully heartfelt davening. Got to be honest. But if we view this through the Gemara that we learned, and we view the through the approach of Chaim Friedlander and through Chaim Volozhiner, so then we can more readily attach ourselves to the idea of Kadosh Baruch Hu's malchus. And we give an expression that we will become greater expressors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. Look at us in Rosh Hashanah. So Lachas Kama V'Kama, when we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Meichel Brach on us, that we will thread that through. In other words, in Rosh Hashanah we're saying we are poised to see everything as coming from the Baruch Hu. Oh, so then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kiviyochel, be careful not to squish big ideas into little ideas. But Kiviyochel, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, ah, look, if you're the kind of person who sees everything as part of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, no. So then, the more bracha that I provide, the more you'll see as part of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. Something along those lines. Okay, good. We'll come back to this in Yirtashem as we learn the Shar.